So, Amelia, tell us about the email derby.
Yeah, so the email derby was a little contest we ran internally. This was over the course of about a month. So when we would send out these emails, and each email we would test out 12 to 18 different versions, I had been hoping that we could identify a few versions that were just not very good, and we could cut them out so that we weren't wasting some of our list. And so what we decided to do is run this little internal contest to have people guess which version they think is going to win and which version they think is going to lose. I was most interested in what would lose, but we also wanted to have bragging rights about who could guess what would win. And so it turned out when we did this contest, and the people who were entering the contest were all the email writers, people on my digital analytics team, digital leadership. It turns out we were terrible at guessing what would win and what would lose. We were worse than chance. Nobody consistently guessed what would win and what would lose. Sometimes we, you know, a few people would get it right, but there was never any consensus. And it, you know, these are people who do this for 12, 14, 16 hours a day. You know, we were all up to date on what had been winning recently. We all knew the latest test results. And so, you know, we were the experts, and we weren't even very good at guessing which flavor of the emails we were going to send that day would be most appealing to our audience. And so it was a really good reminder to us that testing is so important. You know, you just have to test out a lot of different options and see which ones your audience likes. And, you know, there would be huge differences between these. You know, sometimes we'd have, one version of an email do twice as well, even three or four times as well as the worst version of that email, which always seemed amazing to me, because you'd look at these emails and you wouldn't think that there was that much of a difference. But it was a really good reminder of how important it is to test out lots of different options, to not assume that you know best, because we certainly didn't. And so I was just, you know, it was a fun lesson, and also, an affirmation of our testing program.